look like him though today. And I have kind of a chatty ramble vamp for you today. I say chatty because I was listening to a ramble vamp myself the other day by the lovely Real Adam Justice. His question of the week, number 13, and his topic of conversation was one that I really don't think is talked about enough. So I wanted to talk about orgasms and all the different kinds that you can experience. This is strictly from my perspective, my experience, and my point of view. It doesn't necessarily hold true for everybody, but previous interactions and conversations with people not really understanding the fact that there are multiple different levels for some people when it comes to orgasms, and not one of them is bad. They're just different. I may have been pre-gaming just a little bit before I hit record. It's been a couple of days since I've gotten off, and I may have been edging myself and mentally edging myself more so than just touching myself, but listening to audios, watching videos, watching porn, looking at pictures, you name it. I was pretty much doing it the past couple of days, so I'm very ready to get off, but this kind of is, fuck, I'm getting stupid with my words already. hold on, give me a second, I'll find it. Oh, okay, so here we go. So it's a, decent correlation to the topic of conversation today. For me personally, when I look to get off, I try and decide what kind of orgasm I want for that particular play session. Do I want just something quick and dirty? Do I want something that just satisfies? Do I want something intense? Do I want something deep? Do I want a rolling orgasm? Do I want, like, just what type of orgasm do I want out of masturbation at that particular time? And depending on what I feel like will depend on the things that I will need to do to get it. So, quick and dirty is usually my strongest vibrator. Oh, fuck, she just vibrates so fucking strong, and I can get off so fast, but overstim is ridiculous, so I usually only will do one orgasm. Fuck. I suppose, I should tell you what I'm doing right now while I'm talking to you. I've got one of my dildos, and I'm just sliding it up and down, my slit, getting it nice and slippery, because I just gonna slide it into my pussy when I'm ready, because that's one of the things that makes another different flavor of an orgasm, is if I have something in my pussy versus not. If I have something to clench around, it creates more of a deep orgasm than if not. Fuck. So you've got the ones that are like sharp and intense, and those are really like the surface level orgasms is what I call them anyway. They don't stick around. You get orgasm and then you're done. And then usually you can go about your day without any lingering bonelessness or anything like that. But then you have the deep orgasms, the ones that really take you there, really get your mind and your body into it. And and those are usually done when I have a little bit more time, when I have the time to take care of myself afterwards, because my brain gets a little floaty at that point in time, and I need the time to get back to myself. And get my body back working the way that it needs to, so that I can function and continue on with the day or night or wherever or whenever it is that I'm playing. So, since I have a dildo out, I can tell you that I'm looking for one of those deep ones. Something that I can make carry on for longer than normal. One of the side effects too of really mentally edging myself for a couple of days is that I can make them last for quite some time, which is so fucking good. Especially if I try for multiples. Now, orgasm goals here, right? It doesn't happen very often, hardly at all, actually, but I have to be, one, in the right mindset. Two, not having gotten off for quite a while, like probably a week plus. And just so fucking worked up and feral to get this type of orgasm. And that's the one that just rolls one into the next. There is no break. There is no stopping. There is a point where it subsides. Just very slightly, but you keep fucking going and it just builds and crescendos into the fucking best orgasm ever. Now, that won't be happening today, I can tell you that right now, but I want one, at least one that lingers for just that extra little bit. Oh, fuck. So, I think it's important for everybody to understand, whether you're giving them or whether you're taking them for yourself, is that there's so many different types of orgasms that you can have. One is not better than the other. And they're all fucking amazing. It's just whichever one suits your needs at that particular time. Because if you don't get the one you're looking for, you're still going to get one. And you're still going to feel good. And there's nothing wrong with not hitting. Oh, fuck me. There's nothing wrong with not getting the one that you're hoping for. Okay. Sidetrack, sorry. Fuck. Just because you don't get the earth-shattering one every single fucking time isn't a bad thing. Doesn't mean you're lacking. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It just means that that is what your body had to give, or that is what their body had to give and be thankful that I had anything to give at all. So, yeah. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. I think it's important to just keep that in the back of your mind. There are so many things that you can strive for while you're trying to get yourself off or trying to get a partner off. And it's fun. Oh, it's so fun to experiment in the different ways that you have available to you to do so. Try something new. Hold on a second. I'm gonna put this in my cup real quick. But first, I think I need a couple of slaps. Oh, fuck. Okay. I'll talk again in a minute. Hold on. Fuck. Now. Oh, fuck. It is very rare that I will get off with just penetration. I always usually have to have my clit stimulated too. Oh, fuck. So it's fun. Oh, just to fuck myself. Tease myself. Oh. Take it anymore. And I just need to fucking come. Oh, fuck. Oh, my baby. Maybe I lied. Oh. My train of thought, guys. Sorry. Oh, fuck. Oh, I am so bad. I am so bad at keeping on task when I fuck myself. Oh, God. Oh, that I fucked myself stupid. Now I'm gonna get my little clit vibrator. I'm just gonna very... Oh, shallow. That dildo into my pussy while I rub my clit. Oh, fuck. Yes, I have the house to myself, which means that I get to be as loud as I want without having to worry. That does not happen very often. Oh, one of the things I forgot to mention. That's one of my favorite orgasms. It's just when I use my hand, when I use my fingers. But, caveat is but. I usually can't go as long as I want to with that. Because my arm can't keep up with what I need. So, I like a lot of firm pressure on my clit. And pushing down while moving in circles takes a lot. And with me, as you know, being as greedy as I am, orgasms, fuck. I just usually skip it and go right to one of my vibrators. Because then I can go over as many times as I can stand it. Sometimes, though, if I start to get numb with the vibrator, I'll do one last one with my hand. Oh, fuck, and it feels so good. The overstim. Oh, the lingering feeling in your body. Yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, orgasm one. Oh, coming up soon. I'll see how long I can stretch it out. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, right there, right there, right there. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yes. Oh, God, I'm gonna go. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. else. So let's see if I can describe that like Adam did with his. I think it's very, very interesting. And listen to people like try and explain what they're feeling. I think it's fascinating. Because everybody's going to feel things differently. So that one. I can feel it like at the base of my spine. And I'm getting really, really close. And then it like pushes inward and to the inside of my body. Oh, fuck. I still have the vibrator on my clip, by the way. And then it radiates and pushes inside. And then it slowly starts to spread in my abdomen. My ass and my thighs. And then I can start feeling the walls of my pussy start to clench. And then it just fucking explodes. And it goes right up my spine. And then it goes over my shoulders and then down into my tits. Just the tingles and the, oh, fuck. The fireworks, for lack of a better word right now. And it just radiates into my arms and down to my legs. And it's a cycle that just keeps going and going until it fades off. And then my legs and my arms are heavy, and I just feel like I'm gonna sink inside the mattress. This mommy skin is gonna melt off my bones. It feels so fucking good. No, and then it fades until it's just like this tiny burning little ember where the fire is just still stoked, but just out of calm for right now until I build it up again, until I increase the inferno until it explodes again. Now imagine on the unicorn orgasm I described earlier, where it just carries on and rolls over into the next one and the next one. So imagine what I just described, but there is no lull. It's back to back to fucking back on that explosion and the fireworks that just cycles through your body again and again. Oh, yeah. Like I said, those don't happen often. But when they do, fuck, do they take me out. I need some extra aftercare with those. Oh, fuck. Well, this vibrator is done. I'm getting too numb with it. So fingers it is. See if I can coax out another one. Oh, yeah, I can. Fuck. Oh. It's fun. Once you start exploring your own body, you know what you start to like. really firm pressure on the top of my clit and on either side. Like, really firm pressure. You might think that it would be uncomfortable, but it's not. Oh, fuck. Oh, it just feels so fucking good. Always someone says my hand. I can feel my heartbeat everywhere. Not just pounding down in my chest, but in my arms, in my legs, and in my pussy. The small of my back. Oh, fuck. Can't very well touch my phone if my hands are a mess. So, that's my closing remarks. Learn your different types of orgasms. If you think you only have one, I would challenge you to maybe try and find others. It's very much fun to find out. And I would definitely recommend finding it on your own before you bring in a partner, because there's a certain amount of pressure that you can feel trying something new with a partner. But if you already know what you're looking for, having done it yourself, take some of that pressure off. And then you cannot be in your mind about it while you're, trying it with someone else. So, experimentation is so much fun. And I encourage you all to experiment with yourself. Find out all sorts of yummy and delicious things about you and your body that maybe you didn't know before. And maybe you share them. Or maybe you keep them just for you. And that is perfect as well. But I'm gonna go now. I'm gonna clean up and finish melting into my bed. And one last shout out to Real Adam Justice for sparking such a fun conversation. Really should be talked about more if I had a say in it. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you had an enjoyable listen. At least as enjoyable as I did making it for you. Until next time, guys. And take care, okay?